Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Well, good morning. This is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to my show, Positively Healthy, here on KCNR 1460. If you just found the show, well, you know, we're a show about health, about ideas, different concepts to help you get a little bit healthier. And we always want it to be easy, you know. So of the ideas that we offer, just kind of pick and choose things that make sense to you. Today, I have a big question for you, and that is, you know, have you eaten any fruit or vegetables yet today? Eric, have you?
No. But I do have some in my lunch bag in the refrigerator.
We'll need to see them. We'll need proof.
I'll have to bring them out to the studio here.
Yes.
Okay.
And so for the listeners, if you've eaten some fruit today or vegetables, congratulations. And if you haven't, I guess I'd ask you why. You know, do they taste good to you? Do you know what to do with them? Were they ripe when you bought them, or were they just okay? Do you have a garden? Do you wish you had a garden? You know, does it sound like a tall order to put in a garden? Do you need a little bit of help? We have three guests today that answer all of those questions. You know, if you're trying to get fresh vegetables, but it's just a little too difficult, we've got Mark Peterson in the house today from Abundant Harvest, and he can help you get hooked up to some good vegetables. And we have Pamela Spoto and Jim Collins here representing Shasta College's Community Teaching Garden. And you know what? They can teach you how to start from the ground. So I want to thank Carla Jackson, who took over the show last week. I hope you enjoyed Carla. You know, she does a show every now and then for us about dogs, dog training, different ideas about pets in our community. And, you know, who doesn't like to hear about dogs? You know, I don't even have a dog, and I like to hear what's up with dogs. And so I took a little needed R&R to the Surprise Valley, which is in Modoc County, and I'd never been there before. And so it was magnificent and beautiful, and I'm not certain how, being born and raised in this area, I missed Modoc County, but I did. And so if you ever get a chance to head that direction and see that beautiful land, I encourage you to do that. Next week we're going to have a midwife on the show. And, you know, some people just, they have like a need to have their children at home. And if you're one of those people, or if you know those folks, lots of interesting information next week about having kids at home, and so that might be something that you want to tune into. I'm going to start with our first guest here, and I want to welcome Mark Peterson. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Trudy. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, I love having you. So you have a business that I didn't even know that you were here. You have a business that you are kind of an organic delivery service. Tell us what your business is.
Abundant Harvest Organics. You can find it at ahorganics.com.
Okay. Abundant Harvest, yeah.
And we have been delivering to Reading. It's been going for 3 years and been delivering to Reading for about 3 months now.
Okay.
So we're just getting going.
You know what? I feel better about that because you're brand new, and so good. Okay. We're actually right on top of things then. Okay, so now you're from Reading.
I've lived here for 4 years,
okay.
But my family has been in California since 1892.
Oh, my. Okay, you win all awards for being a native Californian. Okay, so you've been in Reading for a few years, and you were trying to figure out, you were telling us before the show, you were looking for how can you live in Reading and have a business, and what can you bring to the community?
My background is in agriculture, and I talked to my brother. He's a big tree fruit farmer down south of Fresno, a town called Kingsburg. Talked him into switching to organic. And we just had a real, we just really weren't comfortable with the conventional marketing system. And I was trying to help him sell some of the stuff. And that's when we came up with this idea of Abundant Harvest Organics. And just really, really excited about what we're doing.
Okay. So tell the folks out in Radio Land what you guys are doing.
Well, everything, we deliver one box of produce per week. We're kind of like In-N-Out. We keep it simple. We have one box. It's about 20 inches by 16 inches, about 8 inches deep. It's quite a large box. And it's mixed with fruits and vegetables. And during the summer, it has about 8 pounds of peaches, plums, nectarines, and apricots in it. So we're really heavy on the fruit. And unlike other CSAs that are, you know, a lot of vegetables. And so, yeah, we're just really, that's what we're doing. We're bringing those just once a week. We have a once-a-week delivery drop time. So you order your boxes online, and they will come to you the following week.
Unbelievable. Well, we're going to get the details about that when we come back from a break. You're listening to Dr. Trudy Pratt, Positively Healthy on KCNR. We'll be right back.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
He was the biggest man I had ever seen. He was well over 7 foot tall. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Believe it or not, he said, I drove up from Hollywood. No one in Southern California can figure out why my car pulls to the left. And the guys at the movie studio said they had heard Coachmaster specializes in wheel alignment problems. As I got into the car for a test drive, I noticed he had the seat position altered. I could hardly reach the pedals. It felt like the movie, The Incredible Shrinking Man. There's one principle that is often missed in wheel alignment, and that is to consider the weight of the driver. I estimated his weight at over 350 pounds. I put weights in the front floorboards and then realigned the car. He test drove the car and said it was perfect. That was good, because he played a monster in the movies. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers. Listen Saturdays as I host Senior Solutions. I will focus on informing our aging seniors and their families of resources in Shasta County. Guests will join me in discussing home care, estate planning, health care issues, veterans benefits, financial concerns, and area agencies and resources. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Spectrum Prosthetics, MD Imaging, Shasta County Adult Protective Services, Owens Healthcare, and Senior Care Case Management. That's Senior Solutions, Saturdays at 1, right here on KCNR 1460.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling.
Oh, welcome back. This is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to my show, Positively Healthy, and we are on a veggie high in here. And so, you know, I want to welcome back Mark Peterson. Mark, you just have a cool thing going on here. And so tell the listeners more about what exactly, like, what you deliver one day a week.
One day a week.
Okay.
In Redding.
In Redding, yeah.
On Tuesdays, 2:30 to 3.
Okay.
And, yeah, you know, I've been a farmer, and I've sold fruit, and I'm a major food snob, and we tried to find the way to get the best quality produce for the best value in the hands of families. And I believe that we've done that. We, according to the numbers on Inc. 500, we're one of the fastest growing companies in the country right now. And for a reason, we've done it with no advertising. And because it's so good, you know, Trudy, I brought that box to your office.
And I know. There I was, in between patients, vulnerable, run down, probably after 3 p.m., and he brings in this huge box of vegetables. I mean, they were dynamic. They were so fresh-looking, and the color was just right on. And then he just was like, hi, I'm Mark Peterson from Abundant Harvest. And I looked down at these vegetables, and I practically went to my knees. I mean, they were gorgeous vegetables. And then you gave me a tomato to keep. And then, you know, the tomato was so good.
Well, one of the reasons is we're really after the freshest possible produce you can. We're one day from harvest. So we're organic produce at the price of conventional within one day of harvest. That's our motto. That's our mantra. And the reason we're able to do that is because we have gotten rid of all the brick and mortar. We have gotten rid of everybody in between you and your food. We have specialized farmers. We have about 40 farmers growing for us. Let's take, for instance, our organic corn. By the way, everything we sell is certified organic. Not only is it certified, but we have relationship with every one of our farmers. In case the federal laws for organic aren't enough to hold farmers in line, we have a relationship that does. And so I just lost my place. What were we talking about?
You have 40 farmers. And so, you know what? Tell us about how they get paid.
Oh, yes. And because everything's cashless online. And so
what does that mean for our listeners, cashless?
So
online?
You'll go to our website, you'll subscribe, you'll put in your information, where your drop site is. Chico's coming soon. If you're listening from Chico, you can have a pickup there. And you will put in your credit card. It will get hit once a week. So now we have the money 4 days before. We have your money 4 days before you get your produce. What that means to our small farmers is they get paid on delivery. And that is unheard of in agriculture, because the normal food system has farmers getting paid on average 45 days out. So,
oh my goodness! A lot of us don't know that, or at least I don't.
Yeah, and so what this really does is just it really saves the family farm, because half of our debt comes at harvest. And so when we can hand a farmer a check for his corn, back to this corn guy. Our corn guy pulls in with his crates. He knows how many, because we know how many people ordered, so he knows how much to bring. And when he pulls in and unloads, we hand him a check immediately for that, and he drives out of the yard.
Nice process.
Yes, I'm really excited about that. So this is just really, I think, you know, there's just win-win for everybody all the way around. And one of the things coming to mind right now, another cost saver, we do not use packaging at all. Everything is reusable. We have a plastic box that I gave the dimensions to earlier. And that is reused every week, and it folds down. It can stick under the seat of your car. We have one recyclable, very thin piece of brown paper that keeps it clean and wrapped up. And so, you know, it's just amazing how much packaging is wasted and goes to dumps and different things, and we're not doing any of that. And so I think we've come up with an idea here, and that we're just really excited about, and people are responding to it.
Oh, it sounds like it. So your delivery route is, where are you delivering? Tell us your other cities.
Oh, well, Redding's the farthest north, okay. And San Diego's the farthest south.
Okay.
And we're pretty much covering the whole state, and it just kind of grows out. It's grown out. Started in Kingsburg, and as the deliveries grow out, we're coming up to Redding now. I had to get a good handful of people to make it worth it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's just kind of how it's been growing. And so, so if you look on the website and you are not in the Redding area, you can find a drop site near you. And if you don't want to do that, we also have hosts that want to host a drop site. So if you don't have a drop site in your area, you can start one in your city. Even some of these smaller cities around Redding, it's amazing how many people will sign up in a rural area because they don't have access to this type of fresh fruit. One day from harvest, once again.
Oh, one day from harvest. Impressive. Now, where do they go? Like, where, if someone wants to put in their own mental thinking cap, you're talking Tuesdays. What did you say, 2:30 to 3:30?
2:30 to 3.
There's a half an hour window on a Tuesday that you're coming through, what, with a refrigerated truck, and you're parking somewhere? Where are you parking?
The truck pulls up. And it's just a cul-de-sac at the bottom of Bethel Christian School. I was going to do it in downtown Redding, but I had so many moms sign up from there that at that time, that's when we set the drop site.
Okay.
And so, there's just a cul-de-sac down there, and we have families coming from Simpson, so it's kind of in the middle. I just went with who signed up, and that's where I just – and in time, we'll do one on the other side of Redding. But for right now, that's where we're at. So 933 College, College View Drive.
Okay.
And, just park under shade tree there, and folks come and unload it. And, it's big fun, and it's community. And one thing that's kind of cool I've been noticing, if people live in different areas of town, moms will pick up for two or three of their friends that live in that neighborhood. Which, so, you know, there's community that comes out of it as well.
Okay, so that sounds pretty darn easy to do then. So you pay ahead, you kind of do the credit card thing where it's always being deducted, and now if they want to do just once a month, they can do that, or they can do every single week.
They can get off whenever they want. We have no solid commitment in there. So once you sign up, if you go into vacation weeks, it'll see all the weeks that are coming. If you're going to be out of town, or if you want to go every other week, or if you just want, you just hit on the weeks you don't want delivery, and you'll receive the other weeks that you did not mark. So, yeah, you can receive it when you want.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming on and sharing your project with us. And, you know, hopefully for our listeners that really are not gardeners, but they really want to eat their fruits and vegetables, and you're saying heavy on the fruit, right? So you're going to get probably, what, more than half then of fruit?
Yes, we're about, probably a little less than half.
Oh, okay.
This time of year, probably about half of that box, just because summer's heavy on fruit.
And excellent. Okay.
So, yeah.
And then your abundant harvest. .com. So
yes.
That's very easy.
Yeah,
for
or ahorganics.com will get you there as well. Thanks
okay.
so much for having
Thank
me on, Trudy.
Thank you. And this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. We're taking a break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Carl Hawkins of the Local Builder Showroom.
And Pat Barnes from Barnes Painting.
And Dennis Pochert from Dennis Pochert Plumbing.
And we'd like to invite you to tune in every Saturday from 3 to 5 to Around the House Radio, where we feature great local contractors who are here to provide you with advice and information on everything from remodeling to the maintenance of your home. So be sure to tune in every Saturday to KCNR 1460 from 3 to 5 for Around the House Radio. Or give us a call at the Local Builder Showroom, 365-9852, where the advice is always free.
Attention experienced caregivers or those with an interest in working with the elderly. Home Helpers is currently hiring compassionate caregivers. We work with elderly clients in their homes. All our services are non-medical, so past experience is helpful but not necessary. At Home Helpers, we value our caregivers and have many incentives. If you have retired and have 10 to 20 hours a week or are looking to make a job change, why not work with seniors and allow them the independence to remain at home? Our services include light housekeeping, transportation, preparing meals, medication reminders, and companionship. Schedules are available weekdays, evenings, weekends, and overnights. All applicants must pass a criminal background check, drug test, and DMV screening. If you feel called to help seniors and are committed to providing a safe and wonderful experience for our clients, Home Helpers is interested in you. Please download the application at readinghomehelpers.com or call 226-8350 for more information. Home Helpers is committed to helping all seniors age at home. Home Helpers, there is no place like home.
This is Bob Belongi. You know, technology touches our lives every day in ways our grandparents couldn't even imagine. What was science fiction just a few years ago? Now just another day at the office. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio brings you the latest trends, products, and things you need to know for living life well in this 21st century. From medical breakthroughs to home entertainment and office productivity, we cover it all on Boomer Tech Radio. Saturdays from 2 to 3 on KCNR and online all the time, Boomer Tech Radio.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the moment last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Oh, welcome back, Redding. And to keep you feeling groovy, we've just got more good information coming. You're listening to Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460. And in the studio, we have representatives of the Shasta College Community Teaching Garden. And we have Jim Collins and Pamela Spoto. Welcome, both of you.
Well, good morning. Thank you.
Yeah.
Good morning, Trudy.
Thanks for coming on. Well, gosh, well, let's start with what the heck is a community teaching garden and whose idea was this?
Well, the idea of the community teaching garden has been, we had a vision, I would say, over a year ago through talking to each other about our food system, self-reliance. I'm really interested in nutritious, wholesome, organic food. I want to put good things into my body, and I do have an organic garden, and I grew up on my aunt and uncle's almond ranch, so I have this in my background.
Oh, nice.
So talking to Jim Collins and Wayne Kessler and Susanna Sibilski and also Jeff Lewis, there are five of us on this committee, from our talking and brainstorming, this came about. And the idea would be we wanted to be an example of what it means to be sustainable, organic, and regenerative. And we also wanted to focus on the interconnectedness of everything. We don't exist in a vacuum, and what we put into the earth affects us. And so the more we talked about it, we started talking to Shasta College. I work at Shasta College, and we were given an acre and a half of land. They said, okay, here's an acre and a half of land. Go ahead and do something. And so we got started. And
oh, nice. Okay, so you got started, and how much prep did that take? You showed us some pictures. You guys were out there with your shovels, and
it's taken a lot of preparation, and it's a 3-year project to get everything in place. But we had been working on putting up the fence, and we're totally self-supporting, so we had to rely on friends and volunteers to come out and have fence building days that went on for quite a while, driving those posts into the ground, making
difficult.
Those huge holes. Jim was out there, other people out there, you know, the post hole diggers. It was really, really hard. And even those little clips they put on the wire around the metal post, that it takes talent to be able to do that. I mean, I had these big plier-like things and trying to twist them around. So we really worked hard to get the fence up. Then we had a trencher come out, a fellow that volunteered his time to do trenching, and we laid the basic irrigation lines underground. And then we have wood out there for our shed to put all our tools in, and that's being one of our group members right now, or our committee members, is primarily working on that. So and we have planted 6 rows of different kinds of vegetables. So we're on it in that way. But it's taken a lot of work and time and energy.
Oh, it sounds like it. Now, some of this work, though, you won't have to do next year, right? I mean, once it's done, it's done. Yeah.
Yes. Just like, thankfully, we won't be putting in a fence every year.
Yeah.
Oh, and I want to say we also have 20 fruit trees, which is wonderful. Rico Montenegro is heads up what's called the Fruit Tree Foundation, and he gave us 20 trees, and it's wonderful because we have almonds and apples and peaches, and how many apricots did you say? One apricot.
One lone apricot.
And two figs. And so that is wonderful. And right now we have 3 rows of tomatoes planted, and the food that we're raising right now will be donated to food banks. So we're planting, and we're having workshops and classes, which Jim will talk more about, so that people can come out and get instruction in terms of the most effective way of planting. But then as these plants grow and produce, we will be donating the food. So I think that that's a really good thing. So we have
what a nice
we
process.
We have tomatoes planted, squash planted, and a variety of dried beans, or beans that will become dried beans planted as well.
They don't want to dry out too fast.
That's true.
Now, Jim, you are an eco-psychologist, right?
Yes.
Okay, what is that, and how did you get involved with this project?
Well, my background as a therapist, I was a psychotherapist for a number of years, and I'm also a farmer. Organic farmer and gardener. I've been doing it all my life, learned from my grandparents, and it's been in my blood. And eco-psychology was kind of a bringing together with my interest in the environment and nature and gardening and farming, and my understanding of what makes people healthy and what takes away from their health. And really, eco-psychology is a new kind of hybrid field among psychologists that is kind of a blend between, as the name suggests, ecology and psychology. The notion being that it's a recognition that there's a wider context for the health of a human being than simply interpersonal relationships, social interactions, and intrapsychic issues, what you grew up with, the experience you had. We are all connected. And this is a Native American notion, and I'm also deeply connected to Native American spiritual traditions. So there is a large component of the Native American attitude about sustainability, which is whatever you do is going to have an impact into the future. So you consider the impact on the 7th generation out when you do anything. Oh. So that's pretty heavy.
What a responsibility, huh?
It's huge. But it tells us something philosophic about our relationship with one another and with the world, and that we're responsible. And so on that level, our interest in teaching people to grow food, teaching people to be self-reliant, is a way of empowering them, because our culture is becoming less and less empowered and more dependent. And so that's a biggie for me as a psychologist. But also being back, getting people back in touch with the natural world is an element in their health, and it's a tenet of eco-psychology, to get back to this question, that really one of the key sources of dysfunction in our society is due to our disconnection from the natural world, which is reflected in our disconnection from each other.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And could I add something to that? There have been recent studies out of England. First of all, the United States, people in the United States are the most heavily medicated people in the world. And I think that that's an interesting point. And recent studies out of England were suggesting that going out into nature, spending time in nature, was as effective for mild to moderate depression as popping pills. And I'm not saying that certain kinds of medications aren't essential for some people, but I think overall we pop a lot of pills, you know, to wake up, to go to sleep, to lose weight, to do all these different things, when we could be out in nature, that is exercising, fresh air, hopefully. And the same is true with gardening, to be out in the garden and making that reconnection, I think, is really very important.
Oh, wonderful. Well, you know what? This is a fascinating show, and you are listening to Positively Healthy. We're going to take a quick break. I'll be right back. This is Dr. Trudy Pratt.
If you're looking for natural remedies for your health problems, look no further. East Earth Tradewinds, Reading's most complete herb store, has hundreds of Chinese herbs, books, essential oils, and more. You can also make appointments for acupuncture treatment or oriental therapeutic massage. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Visit us at 144 Hartnell Avenue in the south end of the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center. That's East Earth Tradewinds, 144 Hartnell Avenue in Reading.
Price is important, but even more important is being able to rely on a professional company that is timely, accurate, watches your budget, and is committed to the stability of our community. This is Jennifer Haynes from NorCal Presort, your business mailroom. NorCal Presort works with many local vendors to ensure your end result is perfect. This is why Reading Printing works with NorCal Presort.
Hi, this is Ken Peterson of the Reading Printing Company. We've been in printing for over 73 years, making us one of the most relied-on printing companies in the area. Our customers come to use us because they know they will get quality workmanship every time. NorCal Presort handles our mailings because they get it done right every time.
Reading Printing and NorCal Presort, two local businesses you can rely on to be timely, accurate, save you money, and committed to our community. And you will pay less for postage. Stop by NorCal Presort at 835 Industrial, just off Hilltop, or call me at 221-6895. NorCal Presort, your business mailroom.
Custom Auto Detailing wants to help get your vehicle ready for summer. Come in now and get $20 off their complete detail package. Custom Auto Detailing is your one-stop shop for all your cleaning needs. They specialize in cars, boats, and RVs. You can get your vehicle washed and waxed on the outside, detailed on the inside, or both. Custom Auto Detailing has been in business for 17 years and provides excellent quality service. Come in now and get $20 off their complete detail service. Custom Auto Detailing is located at 1180 Industrial Street, just behind the grocery outlet, or call 243-9590.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Welcome back. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and part of being groovy is having guests like we have today. And so I want to come back to this topic of, you know, when did we go inside? When did nature, you know, I think everybody in this room was raised outside, you know, when you needed something to do, your parents would say, go outside and play. And that just meant go outside, get in your own headspace somewhere and do something. And you were usually inventing something. You had this whole relationship with outdoors that we've somehow disconnected. We've lost that. We now pay for it. We now, you know, gardening is the perfect way to come back in and reconnect with that. Mm-hmm. But what would you say as a professional, when did we start losing that, Jim?
Well, I think with the Industrial Revolution, we started moving a little more we moved grossly toward technology and away from the simpler life and trying to find more ease. And it didn't bear out its promise of giving us more ease. It made us busier, actually, but that's another story. But my earliest memory is sitting in a cornfield eating dirt.
Oh,
quite literally.
Yeah.
I'm probably 2 years old. I'm sitting there, I'm eating dirt. And I love it. My grandfather was talking about sweet and sour soil very early age, and I was checking it out. Okay. And I don't remember if I knew that at the time, but I put it all together later. And really, I don't hear too many people relating to that.
I haven't heard that story like that.
You know, a lot of people ate paste when they were babies or in kindergarten, but dirt, So being in touch with nature was always part of my life, and I think that we kind of have lost our way because we've become kind of afraid of nature. We got into the notion that we were going to control it and master it like we could, and recent issues have shown us that we can't so easily. But really, I think we've become afraid of nature. We're freaked out by bugs and dirt, and we've become kind of, well, excuse
clean.
Me, a little paranoid about
clean and paranoid.
And so we're not as connected to we're afraid of it. We're trying to control it rather than be one with it. We don't understand that we're all in this together. We're like cells in the body of a great organism. And we can't divorce ourselves from it. Like it'd be like saying, hey, my left hand's a little troublesome. I'll just get rid of that. Chop it off and it won't be troublesome anymore. We have to learn to make all the parts work. So for me, it's a basic philosophical and psychological issue of our sense of connection, and it's a spiritual thing too. We don't feel unified. We don't feel like we're one. We feel like we're all separate little things. We're all doing our own thing. And the more we get disconnected from each other, the more we get disconnected from the earth we live in. And
this whole process. Yeah. Now, when we look at gardening, we look at the idea. I know that there are people who, you know, of course, from the beginning of time, since the beginning of agriculture, you see a connection for people when they find their inner gardener, and it's kind of like the coolest connection ever. You see them start maybe in their yard with plants and then move to vegetables, and then this whole process starts for them that's pretty darn healing. Now, what you guys are both offering out at the college is, I mean, for people who are already far along in this process, this may not be for them. Is that true? Or is this mostly for beginners? This is mostly for beginners. Okay, so people who are just realizing that if they could get their feet on the ground a little bit, get out in nature, smell air that's different than their indoor air, start learning how to work with the seeds and nature and heat and water, et cetera, that you're offering this connection. Is that pretty much like your motivation? Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Let me amend that a little bit. It's not exactly for beginners. It's for the whole range of gardeners and farm people.
Okay.
Even advanced farmers who would like to learn some advanced techniques from real experts.
Excellent.
So the venue is going to open up to, as we get more organized with our infrastructure, we have more people know about us. We're going to be doing much more advanced classes. Right now we're starting with beginning. We're starting with just getting started for people who don't know much about gardening, but would really like to learn. And one of the things we're really trying to emphasize for that particular group is how to do things with the most effective, least labor-intensive, and most sustainable and in tune with nature. So we find we're teaching people to do things that they never would have thought that they could do for gardening, like rather than plow up a whole field, dig some holes. Start with that.
Yeah.
And plant your tomatoes in those what we call fertility holes. And,
yeah.
It's an indigenous technique, permaculture. It has to do with using what you have, not doing too much work. The idea is gardening, farming is already very labor intensive, so we're trying to make it as least labor intensive so that it is most accessible to more people.
Wow.
A lot of people love to garden, but they're just not able to do all the hard digging and things. So there are a lot of ways around that. We're trying to also encourage communication and neighborhood gardening, neighborhood getting together kind of thing.
Yeah. Wow. So then when I look at your schedule, and I'm going to guess that the schedule is on the Shasta College website. Is that true, Pamela?
It is. If you go to the Shasta College homepage, you can click on the top row, the top buttons of Community Teaching Garden, and it will take you to the Community Teaching Garden website, and it will have these all listed.
Okay. And then I can see on here that Jim has taught and will be teaching tomorrow a class called Hot Weather Gardening. Now, Jim, what does that class cover? I can see that it's from 9 to noon tomorrow. And, what are you going to cover in your class?
I'll be teaching that with Wayne Kessler, who's also on our garden committee, who's an organic farmer here. And we're our basic focus on this particular class is teaching people how to deal with the weather extreme of heat here, how to manage moisture, how to conserve and reduce their use of water and increase their plants' health. It includes things like mulching, composting, how to use compost as a mulch, and how to use cover crops and various things to enhance the health of your soil, to enhance the water retention. So we'll also be talking about other aspects of gardening in the hot weather. And we'll be planting tomatoes and various things like that as
and
well.
This is a repeat course of what we had last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the people that came out last weekend, I thought it was interesting because they were telling Jim and Wayne, well, I didn't know this. You know, they'd been gardening for a while. I was doing just the opposite. Even the idea of a tomato, transplanting a tomato, where you put your hand. I mean, I just turn it upside down, you know, take it out of there. But you're supposed, according to Jim and Wayne, there are certain parts of the plant that you touch and you do not touch when you take it out of that pot and you put it into the ground. So it's just these little things,
yeah,
too, that normally some people might not think of. But then that adds to the health of the plant, keeping it vital, so it just doesn't go into immediate shock.
Right. Oh, well, see? Look. So intermediate, you know,
and
advanced gardeners.
And we were basically demonstrating last week how people can, while we don't recommend it, they can actually transplant in the heat of the day.
Oh.
So we have a technique that'll ensure
huge survival,
but yeah, a lot of people are not able to do that. And we recommend you plant in the evening, in spite of the fact we might teach you how to do that.
Yeah.
Just so you know how to maximize your possibilities in that way.
If your only available time is
right
between 10 and 2.
If you have to do it, sometimes
the
only time you have, you have to do it. So you have to do it in the morning. It has to face the day's heat. So you need techniques for that. So
I love it. Well, gosh, so much we can learn here. This is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and we're taking a quick break here, and we'll be right back.
What do you look for in a building contractor? Experience and quality, and someone who's reliable? Dennis Janeway hits the mark. Dennis has got more than 30 years' experience doing all types of construction. So whether the job is big or small, new home construction or a kitchen or bathroom remodel, call Dennis Janeway today at 604-6702. For experience, quality, and reliability, call Dennis Janeway Construction, 604-6702.
The Shasta Center is introducing a new way to shop. It's the Summer of Savings Days happening now through September. The best in services and vendors have teamed together to make this the best summer ever. Mondays will start off with an opportunity to make a difference by donating blood and receiving a discount pass and special offers to be used at the Shasta Center. Tuesday is Sidewalk Savings Tuesdays. The Shasta Center vendors will be rolling out savings for your summer shopping, and all can enjoy the new and improved farmers market. Wednesdays, all stores will be offering 10 to 20% discounts to those 55 plus for Senior Savings Wednesdays. Thursdays, you can get your car washed by a local charity or youth group and receive a discount pass and special offers to be used for Wash While You Shop Thursdays. Then it's Retail Therapy for Girls Just Want to Have Fun Fridays. See what the summer holds in store for you at the Shasta Center, an eclectic mix of stores, services, and restaurants. Located on Churn Creek Road in Redding, something is always happening at the Shasta Center.
Continue your lifelong journey of learning through the new Simpson University for Seniors program. This exciting new program is challenging, affordable, and fun. Topics are varied and engaging, taught by top professors and professionals. Come share and grow at Simpson University's main campus in Reading and experience college-level course instruction without homework, tests, or grades. Learn more about Simpson University for Seniors coming this fall. Stop by or call the Reading campus or visit online at simpsonu.edu/seniorschool.
Simpson University. Challenge your mind, change your world.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the moment last, just kicking down.
Oh, welcome back. This is Dr. Trudy Pratt on KCNR 1460 AM in Reading and beyond, because, you know, we are on the internet now. So if you do pull up KCNR1460.com, you can hear us streaming right through. So you don't have to be in our listening, whatever our distance is that the station reaches. Our guests today, we have Jim Collins and Pamela Spoto from the Shasta College Teaching Garden. And that idea alone is just so fascinating to me. So a garden, they've started a garden this year. It's about a 3-year project, and it's they've put in the basic idea right now. They have a class starting tomorrow. It's a repeat class of one that was offered, it looks like, about a week ago. Mm-hmm. It's called Hot Weather Gardening. And Jim, back to you. It looks like it's $10. That's pretty inexpensive for all that information.
We're trying to make it as affordable and accessible as possible. We'll be doing a lot of low-cost classes and some more advanced stuff later.
Yeah. Okay, and then where do, like, say someone hears this today, they want to come out, give gardening a try, learn some skills, maybe brush up on things they remember from maybe when they used to garden. Where are they going out at Shasta College? And can they just show up, or do they need to call and get all registered?
Well, it'd be preferable if they called and or registered with EWD or the Economic Workforce Development. They get on our website, Shasta College, and register that way. Or they can actually come out to the site if there's no time to do that.
Okay.
Just show up.
Okay.
Since it's tomorrow, it probably might be hard for them to do this. They can just show up and we'll register them there. That's
okay.
Fine. The location, we're beyond the farm. If you're coming into Shasta College, you take the right-hand turn and bear to your right all the way around the east side parking lot and you come to where the entrance to the farm is, your right, and you just go just slightly beyond that, and there's a fork in the road, and you take the right-hand fork, and we'll have a little placard sign there on a sandwich board to direct you that way from that point. And it's pretty easy to find if you just go around the side there. Pamela better.
Well, I'm just thinking that if you go into the main entrance to the Shasta College, that's the same one that Jim mentioned, and just follow that road right out to the farm. I mean, the very next road to the right, I mean, it's 20 feet away from the farm entrance. You just turn right there and just continue down, and we will have a sign on some sawhorses tomorrow.
Okay, perfect.
One thing I'd like to mention about this particular workshop and all the ones we're doing is, though we have a particular topic, we're open to any questions anybody has. So last week, we started talking about a number of things, how to prune tomatoes, how to do a number of things that were on the people's minds. It weren't necessarily what the class was about. And we took time to simply address all those questions that people have. So you can come out with questions about seed saving if you want to. We will be having a course about almost everything eventually. But we like to mix it up and give people the opportunity to address their immediate needs.
And I do want to mention that if you do come out tomorrow or if you come out to the garden site, bring water, bring a hat, bring gloves, because we will be in the garden doing things. And that's important that they, because it's getting hot, that they have this available to them.
So the class starts at 9. So you're taking that first exit into Shasta College, first entrance, I guess I should say. Coming on around, you'll see the true signs for the ag department.
Right.
Skip that.
Right.
Go to the next entrance or the next driveway.
Right. Exactly.
Head way on back in. Are you going quite far into the garden,
or
is it right there?
No, it's not right there, but it's very shortly down the road. You're going to go up on a levee, and as soon as you get up on the levee, you're going to see, you just drive a little way, and you're going to see cars parked.
Perfect.
And so they won't miss it once they make that turn.
Okay. Our listeners can get there. I think
if I
can do it, they can. Okay, let's talk about some of these other classes, because you've got this pretty dynamic list here.
Well, I wanted to mention the next one that's happening in July, July 24th, Backyard Chickens and You, and this could be very, very exciting. And this is going to be taught by Casey Schurig and Nancy DeHallis. And Casey writes for the Record Searchlight, or has a column in the Record Searchlight. And he was instrumental in, I think, the zoning for having chickens in your backyard.
Oh, is that right?
In
great.
Reading. And so,
yeah.
And he has a chicken tractor, does he not?
Mm-hmm.
And so there'll be a lot of information of the whole cycle of how you raise chickens, but also how they connect with gardening and how you can use them in gardening. And then right after that, Jim will be teaching insect management. Did you want to say anything about the insect management workshop?
Well, basically that workshop will be an overview class on all the different ways or to deal with insects in your garden and to what I like to think of as having relationship with the creatures in your garden and learning how they all fit into the balance of things, keeping things in balance without using toxic materials.
Now, even if you just have a lawn, can you learn something, come on out and learn how to keep pests out of your yard?
Yes, you can, actually. The same techniques apply to ornamentals as applied to vegetables in general. There are some problems with lawns because they're monocrops. They tend to have insect problems or problems that crops that are mixed together don't. My philosophy of gardening is biodiversity is the biggest, single most important thing in insect management. The healthier your soil is and the more biodiverse your garden plantings are, the less problems you'll have with bugs.
I see.
Plant food, not lawns.
Oh, well, clearly. Actually, what I'm trying to think of is, you know, there's so much pesticide used in a yard, and people sign up to have their yard sprayed, and it's like, let's balance some of this stuff out.
And that is one of the problems with lawns, and if you think about, if you want to think about golf courses, those are some of the most heavily pesticided areas that we have, between the fertilizers, the pesticides, and all the runoff goes into, you know, the groundwater, into streams and so forth. And I believe you poison the earth, you poison yourself. It comes back to us.
I mean, we turn right around and we get to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Exactly.
Okay, and so the insecticide course, okay, yeah, listeners, and this sounds very good. Insect management.
Yes. One of the things I'd like to point out about insect management that way is that pesticides various kinds of chemicals will be concentrated in the leaves of plants. For example, lettuce concentrates toxins in the soil 17 times what they're in the soil. So it concentrates like that. And so there's a lot of particularly green leafy vegetables, if you don't eat organic, and if you take them from a field where they've been spraying various things, that'll be in the plant. You can't get it out. The plant
tends
to grab it.
Wash off with that.
Yes,
you're eating
all that.
Yeah.
There's a real problem with all the lettuce that's being grown down in the Imperial Valley, as a side note, by the way.
Oh, gosh. Okay, people, we're going to grow our own food here. Hey, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and we're going to jump off to a break here really fast. We'll be right back after these messages.
A Father's Day tradition returns to Benton Field this Sunday, June 20th. It's Aviation Day 2010. Bring Dad out for breakfast starting at 7 o'clock. Ham, eggs, and pancake breakfast going on till 11 o'clock. And it's just $7 for adults, $5 for children, under 5 free. But there's free admission and free parking as well. Lots to look at. If Dad likes to check out airplanes, there'll be antique aircraft, experimentals, ultralights, model aircraft displays, also helicopters from the local hospitals, the Coast Guard, a Huey helicopter on display, and the CHP helicopters. And if Dad wants to get up in the air, treat him to a flight from Hillside Aviation and an airplane for just 15 cents per pound, or he can go in a helicopter from Air Shasta for just $50 per person. Check it out this Sunday. Bring Dad, bring Granddad, bring the whole family. Aviation Day is sponsored by the Experimental Aircraft Association, Chapter 157, the Mount Shasta Chapter of the 99s, and Hillside Aviation. See you this Sunday at Benton Field for Aviation Day.
Where do you go when you want to buy that special piece of jewelry? Where do you go when you need an honest opinion and a trustworthy jeweler? Four Winds Jewelry. Whether selling your gold, redesigning older jewelry pieces, or buying that special stone, engagement, or wedding ring, Four Winds Jewelry is the place to go. Four Winds Jewelry has been in business for over 30 years. Four Winds Jewelry has traveled around the world, developing relationships to bring you the best in quality gems and loose stones. You deserve the best. You need a jeweler you can trust at prices you can afford. Four Winds Jewelry also has the only on-site expert watchmaker and repairman specializing in high-end watches. Come in and see us at Four Winds Jewelry.
Four Winds Jewelry on Hilltop Drive in Reading, across from C.R. Gibbs. Open Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 4. For private appointments, call 222-2750. That's Four Winds Jewelry.
Do you like apples?
Do you like apples?
Yes, I like apples.
Yes, I like apples.
Do you like oranges?
Do you like oranges?
Hey, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you are listening to our vegetable song that somehow threw in the word candy, Eric.
But it said, do you like candy? It says, no, I don't like candy.
Oh, I didn't hear
it.
No.
I like apples. I like oranges. No, I don't like candy. No, I don't like chips. No, I don't like polyunsaturated fats. I like my lettuce to have no pesticides on it.
All right. Well, welcome back.
Remember, you get what you ask for sometimes.
I love that song. Thank you. What a producer. Eric Lancaster, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, coming back to our classes coming up here at the Shasta Community Teaching Garden. Well, during the break, Pamela was saying that people are requesting information about canning, you know, the sort of lost art of canning. It's resurging.
And this is true, and I want to learn more about canning, and I maybe I should say this, maybe I shouldn't, but when I was growing up, I was a little fearful of canning because all the stories I'd heard about you can get poison. In fact, my grandmother died of botulism, and so I was, oh, my goodness, you know.
That's huge, yeah.
So we want to learn the proper techniques in canning. And people in their fast-paced society today, this has become a lost art. So this is another way of preserving food. And the three teachers for this, Joan Bosworth, Bethany Sharsmith, those two are nutrition teachers at Shasta College.
Excellent.
So they're experts in that.
Mm-hmm.
And then Susanna Sibilski is one of our Teaching Garden committee members, and she has a degree in nutrition from UC Davis, and she's also did research on bees, and so she's very interested in this as well. So you have three really interesting teachers for this course in canning, two 3-hour workshops about this. All people have to do is show up. This is $30 because we're providing what is going to be canned, the jars, and people will be leaving with a canned product.
Oh, nice.
And they can learn the proper and safe techniques in canning.
And I see that you have one offered Saturday, August 14th, and one on Thursday, August 19th. So in the evening, 6
right.
to 9. So that covers everyone's availability then.
That's what we were trying to do.
Okay, then we have the edible native plants.
And I think that Jim should speak to this. We wanted to offer this as another dimension to the garden.
Oh, good.
Well, the native edible plants idea was we want to give people a wide range of understanding about where they can get their nutrition. And we have a Wintu elder who's going to be helping us with that, Ted Dawson.
And we've had Ted on the show.
Yeah,
we just
great.
Loved him. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And in fact, we were talking around a sweat lodge one day, and Ted wanted to teach about this. And so we decided we'd hook him up with the garden. He's going to be doing several things for us in the future, probably. But the idea is we're going to be Ted's going to be teaching recognition of various plants that are common that people probably walk over on their way to their garden to get mm-hmm. their lettuce, and that are probably twice as nutritious.
Oh, I love
wild plants that have both edible and medicinal uses. And he's going to be teaching some Wintu tradition with regard to some of the local native plants that are here that can be used in various ways for healing and for just health management, tonic kinds of herbs and various things.
Oh, nice!
He was telling us about a poison oak herbal remedy. Like made out of manzanita and something else, but so he just has a wealth of information. So if
mm-hmm.
you're going to go out and look for these plants and you run into poison oak, well, there you have it. You can take care of yourself.
Yes, right there on the spot, make some medicine. Yeah, well, that's wonderful. Go ahead.
And I just mentioned too that this is, of course, the classes that we have on the immediate radar for the near future. But in the fall, we're going to be doing a number of things too, having to do with winter gardening, cover cropping, getting yourself ready for the next year, soil fertility, composting, and seed saving. How to save open pollinated heirloom seeds and keep your own seeds. I've
okay.
been running a seed bank for a number of years, and so that's one of my major interests.
Oh, my goodness. That's wonderful. You know, somehow I just pictured these being summer classes, the next 3 years of summers. You're moving right on into the fall.
Well, we believe in year-round gardening. In
yeah.
this area, we actually can pull that off.
Oh, wow.
There are some places we can't, so that's something a lot of people do, winter gardens around here, and very few people know very much about that. Even people have been gardening for years really don't know how to do it in the winter. It's a little bit different, but you can grow your food all year round.
So tell us just a little snippet of winter gardening. What is it that's so interesting about it?
Well, it's the fact that you can keep growing from the garden. You don't have to put your garden completely to bed. You can and forget about your gardening until the spring again. You can be harvesting kale and beets and carrots and lettuces and all kinds of things out of your garden. Most crops, as a matter of fact, are cool weather crops. So a lot of the things we eat and we think of as salad crops and greens are cool weather crops. So they grow all year round. They may not grow as quickly as they do in the flush of the spring when they're growing so fast, but when the soil warms up. But they will grow. You get them established, and they will give you an abundant harvest throughout the winter. One of the only things you can't grow is the hot weather crops, which are your squashes and tomatoes and things like that. But if you have a greenhouse or you have a row cover or a walk-in tunnel or something, you can even grow those in this area.
What is a row cover? Just like a tarp?
It's basically a material, usually some sort of plastic or material, greenhouse material that allows a certain percentage of sunlight in, and it frost protects is what it does. It also protects against other extremes. People use them in the summer to shade their tomatoes and whatnot too, to keep from scalding in this awful heat we have.
Yeah, so it almost sounds harder to grow a garden in our summer. I mean, that sounds like the big obstacle.
Summer presents certain challenges because of the extremes of heat. We have to be concerned about water conservation and the desiccation of plants through heat and water loss. And so it's a big deal. It's rather difficult. In this area, it's a challenge. Even growing tomatoes, sometimes there's a period of time when the weather's over 100 degrees, the plants just stop growing.
Yeah.
So there's things you have to do to cool things down a little bit and keep that moving.
Well, I can tell when you get your courses figured out for the fall, winter, we're going to need to have you guys back on to talk about these. That's pretty darn exciting stuff. Yeah. Pamela, do you have any closing comments here?
Well, I would like to thank the Shasta College administration for supporting this, as well as the foundation who works with this all the time, and EWD downtown. And I think part of the mission of the college, not I think, part of the mission of the college is sustainability and all the different aspects of that. And growing your own food certainly is an important aspect of that, healthy, organic food.
Wow.
And we want to thank you for having us on.
Thanks,
it's been really fun, and I hope our listeners learned a little something. This is Dr. Trudy Pratt. You've been listening to Positively Healthy here on KCNR. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, clearly News Talk Radio for Reading. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen Riegel. Tar balls have been spotted washing ashore the white sands of Panama City Beach in Florida. This is the furthest east such damage has been reported in the wake of the Gulf of Mexico oil spill. Gulf businesses are just hoping to stay open. Pat Fahey runs the Ameripura Oyster Processing Company in Louisiana and just had to lay off 50 workers.
We could stay open, but we had so little product. To get this plant up and operating with 50 people every day costs you a certain amount of money. You need to do a certain amount of volume to be a viable business.
Layoffs on the Gulf Coast, yacht racing in England for BP CEO Tony Hayward.
He is there to see his boat Bob take part in one of the world's largest yacht races. We called BP for comment on this to see what was going on, and reps told us that in fact their CEO and still designated point person on the Gulf disaster is taking what they called a well-earned private time.
That's Fox News' Laura Ingle in Louisiana.